You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
From the Cruise Radio mobile studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Buongiorno. Here's your cruise news for Friday, March 10th. Disney Cruise Line has announced details on its new private destination, Lighthouse Point, which is located on the island of Eleuthera in the Bahamas. Lighthouse Point will feature architecture, plants, and colors inspired by the local Bahamian culture. To lessen its environmental impact, 90% of the destination's electricity will be provided by solar panels. Features of the destination will include family and adults-only beaches, a water play area, a themed kids club, water sports, and family cabanas for rent. Lighthouse Point is scheduled to open next summer. And Norwegian Cruise Line has announced its 24-25 exotic itineraries. The line will be offering its first voyage from Ushuaia, Argentina, a 14-night cruise to Brazil and Antarctica aboard Norwegian Star. Norwegian Sun will sail the line's first dedicated Middle East cruise, sailing from Doha to Dubai in April of 25. And for the first time, three Norwegian ships will be sailing from Asia, Norwegian Sun and Sky from October through May, and Norwegian Spirit starting in December of 24. And finally, Symphony of the Seas recently had a surprise guest as a burrowing owl was spotted hanging out on board. The bird was found during a two-week sailing on the ship in January. A Florida Fish and Wildlife biologist boarded Symphony after guests debarked in Port Canaveral to safely capture the owl. It was evaluated and rehabilitated at the South Florida Wildlife Center after being found to be underweight but otherwise healthy. Owls must enjoy the Oasis-class ships because another one was found there about 12 years ago back on Oasis of the Seas in 2010. Cute story. And the stock market is still open back in the U.S. at the time of recording, so you'll have to check the quotes there. We'll also put them in the description below. Here on the Grand Canal with the Basilica Santa Maria right behind me, beautiful view here in Venice, Italy. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Let's see if I can say this. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
See you on Monday.